We're with Dan Price, the head coach of the Victoria Royals, and it's coming off a fourth loss here straight to the Tri-City Americans. Your thoughts on this series and how it ended up going down and in for?
Great series, honestly, despite the fact that, you know, they won four straight. Each game was a very competitive game, including game one where, you know, the score was lopsided. As we've talked about before, you think about all the chances early that we had and the chances throughout the game and the posts and all those kinds of things. And, you know, Tri-City's played very well. They're very well coached, very well prepared, deep team, obviously. But we felt in all the games, including game one, you know, we had a chance to turn the game in our favor and try to get it to go our way. So I feel like either any of the games could have gone our way. You know, unfortunately, none of them did. But very proud of the group. You know, it's a group that worked very hard, prepared very well. They care a lot about each other, they care a lot about the city of Victoria and their fans. I thought they did a great job representing the city of Victoria and the organization. And, you know, just very proud of the effort. And too bad we couldn't get it done, but they definitely gave it everything they had.
The club will never use it as an excuse with the amount of injuries that you had, but could you imagine if the club did have that full roster?
You know, you're right. We won't use that as an excuse. Tri-City's earned every bit of this series win. And, you know, as I've said before, I think Cam and his staff have done a great job building a roster here this year that's been very versatile and deep. And we had lots of guys who were able to elevate their roles and elevate their minutes, and they played very well, and they gave us a chance in every game, and both throughout the Vancouver series and the Tri-City series. So would love to have the guys that were out in the lineup, of course, because they're great people, great players, and, you know, we miss them. Wish they were here. But the guys that were here, I thought, did a great job.
And just touch on, just can you tell me a bit about the overagers, just to touch on them and how their contributions and what they left out there.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you brought them up. You know, Tyler Soy, someone that's, you know, again, well, as with all three, just such a great person. You know, he's such a quality individual. I know he's going to have a great career going forward, an important role in every situation, face-offs, power play, penalty kill, five-on-five. You know, really feel for him. His impact was obviously very clear in that the Vancouver game that he did play. And, you know, unfortunately, he went back out shortly thereafter. But very grateful for everything he's done for the team. Chaz Redekop, another five-year player who everyone on the team loves. You know, another great person that, you know, all of us, we would do anything for. Guy that, you know, he's just... Again, such a versatile player. He's played the net front on the power play. He's played the top on the power play. He's played the edge. He's penalty killed. He's played 5-on-5 against top players. Just a huge contribution there. And then Cade Jensen, what a great addition by Cam at the deadline. You know, a guy that's, I think, underrated offensively, and he really chipped in for us offensively, both 5v5 and on the power play. And obviously, defensively, a guy that's very tough to play against. And as with Tyler and Chaz, you know, just an unbelievable person, great leader, and a guy that any of us would do anything for. So grateful for all they've done, and excited to see what the future holds for all three of them going forward.
Dan, when the game ended, you guys went back to the dressing room. What was your message to the group?
Both from Cam and I, it was just, first of all, thanks. Thanks for everything that they've done for the city and the organization and the team. Secondly, be proud of what they've done, how they competed throughout the playoffs and the regular season, what they've accomplished, because they did accomplish many great things as a team this year, how they represented the city and the franchise, and also that it's worth it. You know, at the end of the day, there are low moments like this, but it's worth it in the end when you look back, because, you know, you got to do it together. You got to compete with each other, and that's the reason we all do this.
You look back at the season, Dan, your first one as head coach. What kind of things do you celebrate, and what are some of the highlights that stand out for you?
One of the other things I said to the team was, honestly, this is it's been one of the best years of my life, maybe the best year of my life. It's been so much fun to be able to be with this staff, this group of players, this city, this organization, this team. Just a really unique area of the world and a really unique group of people, and that combined with the fact that we were able to accomplish some great things as a team and do it together, it's just made the year unbelievable. So disappointed that it's over, but, you know, very happy in reflection on all the things that we were able to experience on the positive side.
It's going to be a different look club next year. 1098 Borns on this group. You can keep three. I know it falls in the hands of general manager Cam Hope, but for you, knowing some of these guys that picked up valuable experience maybe here in the playoffs that, you know, had to step in some roles, how do you see the group? Maybe a new core next year?
Yeah, it's a great group of young players coming up underneath. And the really cool thing about this group being a little bit of an older group was they're leaving a legacy here. They've laid a path, laid a groundwork and a foundation, as has been going on all throughout this franchise and all the years in Victoria, you know, with Dave and Cam. They're laying a path, and these older players are continuing to do that. And our goal is to keep taking steps forward and sort of stand on their shoulders as we go forward and eventually, you know, accomplish the end goal, which is winning a championship. And so when that happens, all these players here, this veteran group of guys, if and when they all move on, they'll be a big part of that, even if they're not on the team at the time.
Dan, I just want to thank you as well, and congratulations on your first year, too, and all the best here, and enjoy the offseason.
Thanks, Marlo. Same to you. It's been a pleasure working with you. Thanks for everything.